السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حاميم، والكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة، إنا كنا منذرين، فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم، أمرا من عندنا، إنا كنا مرسلين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحصوا حلال شعبان لرمضان. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير النذير هاشمي مكرم، عطوف الروف من يسمى بأحمد. يسعد ذلو الشريف، اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and sustainer, nourisher and master of the worlds. May durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is only by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Pak has protected our iman and kept us as Muslims. May Allah keep us with iman, die with iman, rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have iman. And it is by the grace of Allah that we are in the 8th month of the Mubarak Islamic calendar, the month of Sha'ban. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to go forth towards Ramadan. The dua in which, when the month of Rajab came, Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa salam has taught the Sahaba, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban and take us forth to Ramadan. May this assembly of Jumu'ah be of means of hidayat for us and our family and humanity at large. It is a Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah, and generally some nasiha is given by some great alim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq to make amal. It was the husna zan of Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Yunus Sahib, Allah ta'ala give him long life and good health, that he has given a chance to say something. It is only information which I am relating what I have learned from our elders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in this world and the year after. The message of Jumu'ah is threefold. First and foremost, something about the Mubarak month of Sha'ban. We have just accomplished the month of Rajab, in which the ulama have written that in the month of Rajab, you must make your harvest. That means you must sow the seeds. Rajabu shahrul badr. You must plant the seeds. That means weep out all the evils, all the sins, and sow good amal. Plant actions of good amal, amal salihah. And in the month of Sha'ban, you should water those plants. That means be remorseful, regret, show nadamat, seek forgiveness, let tears of regret and remorse pour down from your hearts, from your eyes, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can water those plants with amal salihah. And then in the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, you should reap that harvest, or enjoy the fruits, enjoy the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing we learn is the dua that we recited. You should learn and repeatedly read the dua, preferably after every salah. Whenever you think about it, even in the month of Sha'ban, we should keep on reciting this dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. There are many other virtues written about the month of Sha'ban. Another hadith, Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wassalam has said, Ahsu hilal sha'ban li Ramadan. That take special care in looking for the hilal, the moon of Sha'ban, so that Ramadan could be found easily. Every month we have the Hilal Committee in various places in the world, that they observe the sighting of the moon, and the moon is calculated 29 or 30 days by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, here also we have a Hilal Committee. Allah ta'ala reward those people. Every month, I told a brother, we're going to see for the moon. He said, no, only in Ramadan and Zilhijjah we look for the moon. I say, every month we look for the moon. So this is one sunnah. We should try to make amal if we are in some area and we just observe for a few minutes. And if we find the moon, usually if we find the people in the month of Ramadan and in the month of Zilhijjah looking for the moon. But make it your habit to join that Hilal Committee, at least to look for the moon. And there is a masnoon dua to be recited also when you look at the Hilal. And you can look at the Hilal any day now. This is the second of Sha'ban. Then you can also recite that dua that is recited by Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These are the sunnats which is coming out from the ummah. This will create unity. This will create an understanding that sunnat is not only to find out, Maulana, should I eat sweet before or after? One sheikh was asked that sweet should be eaten before or after. He said, bhai, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne kya meetha? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne pattar bande, wo bhi sunnat hai. So keeping this in mind, learn the sweet sunnats, learn the difficult sunnats. May Allah Ta'ala give us the azmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And make it easy for us to learn the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also in the month of Sha'ban, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the Sahaba certain important amal. Sha'ban means actually that the performance of good actions, encouragement to do good actions. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to keep fast. And it is found in the hadith, many sahabiyats and the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala relate that in the month of Sha'ban, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared himself physically by keeping fast in the month of Sha'ban. Remember, it is not farz, it is optional. If we have the strength and physically here we have to prepare ourselves in modeling ourselves, we don't have to go to weightless classes and exercise classes. We have to model ourselves according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. He kept fast for almost a whole month in the month of Sha'ban. So we should try to keep the fast. And ulama have written the 13th, 14th, 15th of every month. And here the ulama have said that 15 should be coincided with Laylatul Bara'ah. The night of emancipation, one great night is going to come in the month of Sha'ban. Laylatum min nisfi Sha'ban. It is said, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, there is one night, qumu laylaha, stand up in the night, sumu yawmaha, keep fast during the day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat, tajalli, grandeur, mercy, honor, descends to the heavens every night. But on this particular night, ful sama'i dunya fayaqulu jalla jalaluhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ala min mustaghfirin faghfir lahu, ala min mustarziqin farzuqahu, ala mubtalan fa'afi, ala kaza hatta yatlu' al-fajr. There is one hadith in which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala virtually descends to the sama'i dunya, to the heavens, to the skies of the earth, and he questions, is there anybody seeking forgiveness that I am forgiven? So how unfortunate will be that we have these Mubarak nights, we have the Mubarak days, we have the month of Ramadan at our doorstep, and we haven't seek forgiveness yet. We haven't asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. We haven't made tawbah sincerely, azman, jaziman, with nadamat and regret, with tears in our eyes, with pressing ourselves on our nafs and our heart, that, oh Allah, the whole year I have enjoyed your bounties and I have made nashukri. I have made so much of tawbah. How can I enter your Mubarak month? So this is the month of making sincere tawbah. If you cannot cry, it is said, imitate yourself in the shakal of a person that is crying. Allah loves that imitation also. Then it is said that what else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if a person wants sustenance, I may open the doors of sustenance for him. Allah is Razik, Allah is Khalik, Allah is Malik. He gives us sustenance without asking. He is so Kareem. He gives us And not only the believers, the non-believers, not only the non-believers, He gives those that reject Allah. Not only that, Allah gives to the animals. Allah gives to all creations which He created with kun. And Allah gives to whoever sustenance, whenever He wants, whatever time He wants. That is that Allah and Razik that we believe in. Brothers, take the opportunity of asking Allah only for abundance in our sustenance. Then it is said, if a person is suffering some pain, some difficulty, some disease, some calamity, فَأُعَافِي, I am ready to give him that cure and shifa and freedom from that pain and difficulty. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for emancipation of Masjid al-Aqsa. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only for yourself, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, but ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for shifa, for all those who are sick in hospitals or homes. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the freedom of our brothers and sisters in the prisons, for those in rehab homes. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for the mujahideen. These are the nights, these are the occasions. You don't know whose dua will be accepted. Allah kada, it is said like this, Allah keeps on asking right till Fajr time. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us appreciate the Mubarak night, the night of Barat is coming. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tafsir mentioned, says that fiha yufraku kullu amrin hakeem. All the decisions of the year are given. And we don't know whether we're going to see Ramadan, we're going to see another year, we're going to see Eid. But we have people preparing, already Eid shopping. People are doing the Ramadan shopping. Some people are doing physical preparation. Nothing wrong in it. Our mothers are so worried about the samosas, the halim and all this. Do all that. But what about spiritual preparation? If Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the harbinger of mercy, rahmatul lil alameen, the most beloved indallah, Habibullah, prepared himself physically, mentally and spiritually for Ramadan al-Mubarak, why don't we, the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prepare ourselves? Also, it is said that after the night of Laylatul Bara'ah, keep on making dua that Allah really forgives you. That reminds me of one hadith in which I heard from my ustad, Mawlana Abrar Ahmad Sahab, Allah Ta'ala grant him general firdaus. He quotes this in Faizul Abrar also. He was a Sayyid. He says that we should remind ourselves of one hadith always, and especially when Ramadan appears. The hadith is Ka'b bin Ujra radiallahu ta'ala anhu quotes the hadith that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, like how we are seated for Salatul Jum'ah, we assembled in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, such a Mubarak Masjid wherein lies Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. Allah ta'ala grant us an opportunity to visit the Haramain Sharifain. Jism ho kahi apna dil to hai Madinah. Our heart should be connected to Madinah Munawwara. That is a sign of our love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the Sahaba, ascended the minbar, like the Imam and Khatib ascends the minbar every Jumu'ah and Eidain. When he ascended the first step, he said Ameen. When he ascended the second step, he said Ameen. And when he ascended the third step, he said Ameen. He performed the salah and the dua and it was over. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala majma'in were surprised, were astonished. Something strange happened from Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasallam on this occasion. Some sahaba, it is mentioned, said even ameen, because when the action of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasallam was proof for them. What Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasallam made ameen for, we also said ameen. Then some sahaba inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, we are with you so long from Makkah, from Madinah Munawwara, we have heard something strange. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, when I ascended the first step of the minbar, the pulpit, Sayyidina Jibra'il Amin alayhi salatu was salam, the leader of all the angels who has 600 wings, the most powerful and greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, came and cursed a group of people on which I, the Nabi of Allah, said Amin. Brothers, it's no ordinary thing. Who are these people? Who are these unfortunate people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these people are such that when they find the month of Ramadan, they are not forgiven. Allahumma fazna, brothers, Allah Ta'ala safeguard us. Seek pardon and forgiveness from now. That is why on the night of Laylatul Bara'ah, Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam came and showed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who showed it to Ma Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of the faithful believers, who quotes 2,210 ahadith from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a dua in sajda. And he said to Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, learn this dua and teach it to others. What is the beautiful dua? You will find it, learn it from the ulama. A'udhu bi afwika min iqabik, wa'udhu bi ridaaka min sakhatik, wa'udhu bika minka jalla wajhuk, la uhsi thanaan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. O Allah, I seek your protection. Wa'udhu bi afwika min iqabik, of forgiveness from your wrath, from your punishment. O Allah, I seek forgiveness. Because we could be overtaken by Allah's wrath any time. Be careful. It is the test of Iman when we leave the masjid. Test of Iman. Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Dawar Barakatuh said, masjid mein nahi, khanqah mein nahi. Test of Iman bahar hai, road par hai, airport par hai, jahan tum kaam karte hai, wahan hai. Aankh ki hifazat, dil ki hifazat. That is the cry of a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Test of Iman is outside. Brothers, what it is said here, that a'udhu bi afwika min iqabik, that we seek your protection, Allah, from your wrath. Wa'udhu bi ridaaka min sakhatik, O Allah, I seek your pleasure, I seek your security in your pleasure from your displeasure. Wa'udhu bika minka jalla wajhuk, O Allah, I am asking only from you security and safety from no one else. La uhsi thanaan alayk, I cannot bestow praises upon you. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik, O Allah, you are thus that you have praised yourself. Subhanallah, learn this dua. Find out from the people, find out from the ulama. Learn this dua before the night of Bara'ah. Recite this dua. Encourage others to read it. You will be making amal on the sunnah of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and Nabi sallallahu ta'ala sallam. So the first step he ascended. Remember that, brothers. Those who find the month of Ramadan are not forgiven at all. And on this, Hazrat Mawlana Abrar Sahib Damar Barakatuh or Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is written that ye ishara hai huququllah ki taraf. On the first step is Ramadan fast, is farz upon the ummah, when he said, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Come closer to Allah through fasting. It is one of the fara'is and pillar of Islam. It is coming in front of you. You are not ready. You are still in negligence. You are still indifferent. You are showing no concern of your own iman. You are showing no concern of the iman of your family. Brothers, this is our humble advice, that when the first step, Jibra'il cursed this people. Do not fall under the curse of Jibra'il, Ameen, alayhimu salatu wasalam. And do not get the Ameen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said Ameen on that curse. How unfortunate our group. Ramadan have come, Ramadan have gone. 40 years, 50 years. Is my Ramadan the same? Is my Ramadan the same? Ask those people who spend the Ramadan in Haramain Sharifain. Allah Ta'ala, except they're going for Umrah. Allah Ta'ala, take us all, grant us the azmat and love of Haramain Sharifain. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, al-umratu fi Ramadan ka hajjin. Like Umrah in the month of Ramadan is like Hajj. And one hadith says, Hajj with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala, make it easy for those going for Umrah in the month of Ramadan. Take us, inshallah, but make it meaningful. And when Hadrat was there recently in Haramain Sharifain, I just heard one part of the kisir. 5 times he said, Allah se daro, Allah se daro. A wali of Allah crying right in front of the Kaabatullah. What he said? Beware of the adab of Allah coming on the ummah. Beware of the adab of Allah coming on the ummah. Do not just say that, oh, those people are sinners, that is why the of Allah is coming. No, brothers, look at our own amal. Because we have sinned, we have disrespected the commands of Allah, the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why Allah is testing the ummah. Am I an ambassador of Islam when I stand out of the masjid? Or am I the same sinner? Or am I like the kafir itself? Brothers, we should each one make introspection. So do not fall under that curse. The second person, Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam, cursed the second group of people when he ascended the second step. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Ameen. It is said that when a person hears the Mubarak name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't get the opportunity of saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. جیسا درود شریف، اللہم صل علی سیدنا و نبینا و شفینا و مولانا محمد و بارک وسلم. یہ حضرت مولانا رحمت اللہ تعالی سے ریتن، یہ حق نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے، دس از دا رائٹ آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وہ سب سے بڑا بخیل ہے جو حضور کا نام سنے اور درود نہ پڑے. He is a miser when he hears the name of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't even recite durood and salam. And look at that person, when the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being trampled in his own home, when the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mocked in our houses, in our schools, in our businesses, in our shops, and no one takes anything about it. How much of sacrifice Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made. Sahaba said Ameen. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Ameen. Brothers, do not fall under this category. Take the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Har dard ki dawa hai salli ala. You got any pain, you go to any doctor, but take the name of my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose shafaat is wajib when a person takes his name. The most closest to me would be one who emulates me, would be one who remembers me all the time. You want Jannat, take the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will find the road. Naqshe qadam Nabi ke hai Jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai Sunnat ke raaste. Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahab Damar Barakatum, Allah Ta'ala give him long life and good health. He said, Naqshe qadam Nabi ke hai Jannat ke raaste. But if you follow the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the way to Jannat. Allah se milate hai Sunnat ke raaste. It will lead you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only way is Sunnat way. No other way. And the third person, third category and group of people that were cursed by Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam, was the group and the Ameen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was that when a person finds one single or both the parents alive and does not serve them and does not attain Jannah by the khidmat of the parents, this fall under the category of huququl ibad, because the first right a person has of his parents. Allah Ta'ala safeguard us, brothers. Remember this hadith, study it, look at the fadaila Ramadan of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. This hadith is quoted in there. The ulama of ahadith in our country, ask them the meaning of this hadith. A Sayyid who saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam many a times in his dreams, who asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam certain questions, taken at a young age, while passing away he recites Durood Sharif, he writes, Treen Hukuk, اگر ضائع ہو گیا جہنم واجب ہو جائے گا. حقوق اللہ, the first person that was cursed. حق النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا حق مت دباؤ, جہنم واجب ہو جائے گا. And the third is حقوق العباد, the rights of fellow human beings. And the first people in the human beings are our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them long life and good health, and if they have passed away, fill the qabr with noor. Read the dua, Allahumma rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our time is up. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal of whatever we have said and learned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give long life to our buzrugani deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the ummah throughout the world. Liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. Help our brothers and sisters in the prisons. Wherever they are fasting, help anybody you can help. Give some charities. Make tilawat-e-Quran. And make this Ramadan that is coming a meaningful one. Spend it in the path of Allah. And also try and spend some time in the company of some righteous person, some salih person. Then double engine will be there. One is the zaman, the time of Ramadan. And two is the makan in company of the salih person. Allah will make your Ramadan an accepted and mabroor one. Allah Ta'ala will give the barakat after the month of Ramadan, inshaAllah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين.